Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This is from Steph. Hey Ben and Nathan, is it bad not to do practice tests? My diagnostic score 2 years ago, was in the mid-130s. I used a test prep company that gave bad advice and quite frankly did not help me understand the LSAT. However, after using the Demon 1 year ago, the highest score I've gotten is a 163, and my lowest has been a 152 so far. Okay, I'm not totally sure what that means, if that's official or what, but...
20 points of improvement. I'm happy with that.
Okay. And
seems like Steph is focusing on actually understanding, so that's all we do here, is actually understand the test. Great.
Yeah. I've been doing a time section a day, coupled with drilling, and I find it easier to review the material than a full practice test. I've also seen slight improvement in my accuracy by doing time sections. Yeah, I mean, that's totally true. That's one reason we suggest time sections, is because you can sit down and do a section and then immediately review it. And review is where all the action happens. So I don't have a problem with someone doing lots of time sections as opposed to full practice tests. The only reason I don't like doing practice tests is that I find myself too exhausted to review all four sections after the test, and when I review the sections the next day, I tend to forget my thought process for choosing the right-wrong answers, and I don't feel like I'm getting the best out of the review. Please let me know your thoughts on this. I still would prefer that Steph do practice tests occasionally. I think it's helpful to practice like you play, and when you play on test day, you're going to do four sections back to back, but people definitely don't need to overdo it. I think you would agree with that.
I did very few full tests in my own prep. I did tons and tons of timed sections. The game is divided up into 35 minute sections, and if you do a section a day, you can calculate your score 3 or 4 days from now.
Yep.
And that's perfectly fine. But as Ben says, you also don't want to be afraid of doing full tests. So I certainly don't need you to do a full practice test every day. I don't even need you to do a full practice test every week. I think, you know, every other week.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well.
At a minimum. Yeah. And if you want to do one every week, that's good. Some people do two a week. I don't know that you need to do two full tests all in one shot per week. I think Steph makes some pretty smart observations here, which is if she just does one section, then she thinks she gets more out of her review.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, as a daily routine, do a section and review it. That's an awesome, like, that's a formula for guaranteed success, basically. I mean, I think drilling's even better. But... Do some combination of drilling, which is just one question at a time, timed sections, so that's a whole section, and then review. And then every once in a while, Steph, just mix in a full test just so that you're not afraid of it or worried about it. I hate this idea that you think that you're going to score higher on timed sections than you are on those exact same sections in a full test. There's no need for that. There's no reason for that. You shouldn't be exhausted at the end of an LSAT.
Yeah. And the fact that you're saying you are suggests, look, you need to do some of these so that that's not the case anymore.
Yeah. My guess is that she's just kind of overblowing it. And it's the truth is that she's not exhausted. The truth is she doesn't have time or she doesn't have like interest, right? Like you can certainly... if you do the full test, you know, four sections takes 2.5 hours. If you do that full thing, 2.5 hours, then yeah, I mean, it's probably time for like lunch.
Yep.
You know, or a walk or whatever. The last thing you want to do is immediately sit down and start reviewing every single one of those mistakes. So I get it that you're getting less out of your review, but I don't like the idea that you're going to be more accurate on your 35 minute sections than you are on your full tests. There's just no need for that. You should be careful for that 2.5 hours, and you should have the same accuracy as if you do one section.
Cool. Thanks for writing in, Steph, and good luck. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening. Thank you.